Hello, everybody. Well, I am outside a hotel here by the airport in Bilbao, and this is Sunday. We had a wonderful morning of services. You know, yesterday we had the baptism, and I sent you a picture of the group that was there for it on a Saturday afternoon. Nice little group, great service, and good testimonies by both of the ones getting baptized. And today, Edwin, the young man, gave a testimony as well in church. And we just had a wonderful, wonderful service as God continues to work. And yeah, it's just wonderful to see him and to know his presence in the services. And so today we were saying our goodbyes because I'll be leaving tomorrow, Lord willing, and then Mimi will be going on Friday, and then we will meet, actually arrive almost at the same time in Greenville Friday night, and that will start our trip to report to churches for the next 7 weeks. So anyway, so Mimi and I came here to just have a chill a little bit here after just a bunch of crazy week of all kinds of things, including finally publishing the Range of Grace book that I'll send you more about, but had some issues with that and Amazon and whatnot, but I think we've got them all ironed out. You just have to wait maybe 48 hours. So we came to the hotel, went in the restaurant, and had some supper, and then I invited her to join me in this audio. And the answer was a categorical no. Absolutely not. I said, but honey, if you'll say something, I bet you I'll get, more communication back than I ever get. And, you can say anything you want. Absolutely not. No way. So she's upstairs in the room reading or something. And I'm outside getting some steps in and. So anyway, so my special prayer request is for those of you who know some of the background. I'm asking for the most boring trip anybody has ever had tomorrow, starting from the very first moment. I've got a stack of papers to show them. It's a mess because of the COVID restrictions. The simplest thing is just to go. I thought it would be easier since I'd had COVID, because Mimi, she flies out next Friday. All she needs is an antigen negative test and she's good to go back to the States. Well, in my case, sorry for the traffic noise here. In my case, since I've had COVID, there are exemptions from that antigen test, because I can actually test positive, I guess. And so the websites, the embassy website, the CDC website, American Airlines, everybody says there is an exception, and that is if you've had COVID in the last 90 days, you show proof of the test, a positive PCR COVID test, and then a letter from the doctor saying that you're good to go. You're out of confinement and ready to live normal life. Well, that letter, I went all over the place to try and find that letter, because that's just not something they do here. But finally, there was a doctor who agreed to do it. So I have the COVID certificate, passport thing they say for Europe, but it doesn't do any good for the state. Well, I need that, but I also need that letter. And then I've got printed out pages of all these websites that say, because I don't trust them one lick, the agents at the Bilbao airport. We've dealt with them before, and they look at that thing and think, what planet did you just come from? All they know is a negative test, So, and I'm not flying American Airlines in the morning. I mean, it's a small little flight from Bilbao to Madrid. And it's not an American Airlines. It is a co-shared, so it has that. It has an American Airlines number as well, but I'm not going to be dealing with Americans or anything here in Bilbao. So they've got to let me go, and they've got to let me get on the plane and and I, you know, believe that when I get there, the security there before American Airlines is going to let me get on the plane to go to the States. Believe me, I've had this before. I know what knots they can tie themselves into with documentation that they're not familiar with. So anyway, a boring trip is what I am praying for, and I appreciate if you do that too. Oh, what else? So I am flying to Seattle. I'm going to spend 3 days with mom and dad, which is all I can get, but that's more than I usually do at this time of year. So, and Laura's given me excellent prices on the tickets. In fact, I just bought a ticket from Seattle to Greenville, and not only is it a great price, but it gets in 30 minutes after Mimi arrives from Spain. So that's the deal. Let's see. I can't think of anything else right now, but I'll pray for Mimi as she drives back from the airport tomorrow, because she's not too sure of herself on the various expressways and interchanges and so forth. So in the morning, we'll get up, have breakfast. I'll go to the airport, which is just half a mile away, and she'll head home, and she'll be teaching her English classes all week until Friday. She leaves Friday morning from here. So, God is good. He's just doing so many good things in the church. We're just very, very pleased with what we've seen in the growth in believers. And the books have been published, and I'll be letting more of that know. I've had my issues. I'm not going to be able to have the books that I wanted for the first few churches. I'm going to have to figure something out because of the way Amazon works with the author's books and so forth. But Lord willing, we'll have that all ironed out in the next couple of weeks, and we'll let you know about it. So thank you very much for your prayers over the next 36 hours, I guess. And Lord willing, things will go smoothly. That would be my choice. Okay, thank you very much if you've listened this far. God bless you. Have a great day for those of you over in the States that are still midway through your afternoon. Take care.